Let us start with our subject, stores management. And my name is P.M. Bendre. And this wonderful subject, stores management, this book has been written by me only. And while writing this book, I have visited various factories like Samsonite, Mahindra and Mahindra, Bosch, and I have tried to give you the latest knowledge on this subject, what is exactly going on now, and that latest knowledge will benefit you in case of your own factory, because you will have your own warehouse, you will have your own store, and in that, how to do a proper stores management, that latest knowledge I have tried to give you in this book. So I welcome you to this wonderful warehouse scenario. Warehouse and stores, these are almost the two words of the similar meaning. And wherever there is a big organization or medium organization or a small organization, even your own house, there will be a stores, there will be a warehouse, and we have to manage this warehouse with optimum inventory, best customer service, and all that we will discuss in this subject. It's a really wonderful subject, and so I welcome you to this wonderful warehouse scenario. Look at this stores or a wonderful warehouse. Look at these beautiful racks. How they have kept their inventory. How they have used the full space, which I call as cubic space utilization from bottom to top. How beautifully they have, wonderfully they have utilized this space. What is the material handling equipment? How they have kept their boxes properly? What is the beautiful housekeeping? A place for everything and everything in its place. All that wonderful warehouse, and I will be discussing with you this wonderful warehouse, how it should be. Consider any business activity. Take industrial, take agricultural, take retail, even hospital or any other. Storage of materials is one of the most essential activity, because material will be coming from outside. It has to be kept in some safe place where it will not get damaged, where it will be not becoming rusty, where it will not be pilferaged. There will not be any pilferage. It will not be stolen. Properly it has to be kept for some time at least. And storage of material is one of the most essential activity even in your own house. Hospital, industry like Bosch, Samsonite, Tata, everywhere. And so this subject needs your great attention. If we do not have sufficient material and required materials in stock, our production schedules will get affected. Because production people need material whenever they want. For example, in Mahindra and Mahindra, today they have to manufacture some Scorpios. Whatever glasses, whatever material is required for those vehicles has to be available immediately when they want. They cannot wait, because their schedules are very important. They have to complete some production figures on that day. So they need whatever they want immediately when they ask. So this service has to be given by stores people to them. Otherwise, their production schedules will get affected. We might lose the market, and the loss could be permanent. Then, availability of finished goods. Customer wants some finished goods and we have to give them immediately. If the customer order arises, customer tolerance time is very low. What is customer tolerance time? When you go to a hotel, you order a vada, you order a idli sambar, and if it comes after half an hour, can we wait there? No, we start complaining because our tolerance time is in some minutes. That means if it comes in 1 second, it is well and good for us. Similarly, in industry also, customer tolerance times may be only 1 month, maybe only 1 week, maybe only 1 day. Maybe they want something immediately, some spare parts they want immediately. So customer tolerance time can be even less than 1 hour in industry also. It can be sometimes 1 month. Suppose you are able to manufacture that part in 3 months, customer is not ready to wait. So if the customer order arrives and customer tolerance time is very low and enough products are not there in your shelves, you say, no, it is not in stock. Customer will become very angry. He will become very upset. Maybe next time he will not come to you. You have to give him material out of your shelves. Then he is very happy. Because sometimes his tolerance time is in seconds. We have to understand this. And if you are able to fulfill the customer order in lowest possible time, customer will come to you again and again. Otherwise, what will happen? Otherwise, competitors will take away the business from us. There are competitors. You have to see the scenario outside. You have to scan the environment. I said it again earlier also. You have to scan the environment because customers are there. If they don't get the material from you, they will go to the competitors. And competitors will take away the business from you forever. Maybe the customer will never come to you back. So that is the problem. A stores is backbone of any industry. A growing and successful industry will definitely have a well-maintained stores. Virtually, every enterprise needs to hold some stocks or inventory. What is inventory? It is stocks, useful stocks, and it is necessary for every enterprise to hold some stocks. Okay, in Mahindra and Mahindra, what I have seen is material comes from the supplier, immediately it goes to the shop floor, immediately it is assembled on the same day. Yes, it happens. So many parts come from the supplier just when the purchase department asks them to bring. They will bring just in time and the material is directly taken to the shop floor and it is assembled immediately within some next hours and the vehicle goes out. Yes, it happens. It is called a just in time system. But there are many other parts which come from the supplier and suppliers are sometimes far away. Like if we are in Nasik, the material comes from Mumbai, it comes from Delhi, it comes from Kolkata. So, it has to be stored properly. Because maybe it will be required after 3 days, after 4 days, after 1 week. So, till that time, till customer order comes, till production order comes, production indent comes, it has to be kept safely somewhere. Properly retrievable, properly identified, properly preserved, it has to be kept. Virtually every enterprise need to hold some stocks of inventory of various items and materials. This is to ensure timely fulfillment of production requirements or customer orders. Because customer order may come after 4 days. Till that time, I have to keep the material in some shelf or some location where I will be able to easily find out as soon as the customer order comes or as soon as the production order comes. So it is necessary. What is the process of store keeping? So material comes, we receive them. What is received? At the gate, there is a watchman. Security person, first he will take your material, see your invoice, supplier's invoice, then he will note down on his logbook that such and such material has come from such and such supplier, what is the quantity, what is the invoice number, and so on, and then he will send the material to the receiving stores. And receiving stores is a very, very big, very beautiful stores where the material is received. There is a computer. The person there sees the invoice, sees the material, and he starts to tally the invoice and the material. Then he looks into the purchase order, because material must have come against some purchase order of the, given to the supplier. So they tally the purchase order and the invoice, invoice and the quantity, they tally. So this is the process which we will discuss in detail afterwards today. Now I am just making some introduction to you. So receiving is a very important activity. We receive the material, verifying the quantity, inspecting the items. There is a person called inspector, quality assurance person, goods inverse inspection person, very important person. So he will inspect the material. And then, of course, he will do the visual inspection also. Then he will say inspection okay, or he will say inspection not okay. If it is inspection not okay, I will tell you what to do. But if it is inspection okay, immediately the entry will be done in the computer. Goods receipt note will be, GRN will be prepared. So once the items are inspected, it will go to the store. Storing the items and materials in bins and racks, which I have shown you earlier. Look, there are bins and racks everywhere. Boxes are kept beautifully. They are kept there. Okay. Storing the items and materials in bins and racks by the best possible methods at proper locations, in such a way that they are located, retrieved easily. It should not be happening that we are searching and not finding. That is very worst. Customer will not like to wait there. Our production man will start complaining because his production schedules are getting affected. So within seconds, within minutes, we have to find the materials in such a way that they are located, retrieved easily and quickly, whenever required by production people, whenever required by customer. So that is the beauty. If you are able to do that, then you are a great stores manager. If there is a mess, if there is no housekeeping, you are not able to find the materials. For example, maintenance spare parts, maintenance materials. If you are not able to find, then how people will repair the machine in time? So the machine lost hours will increase. So everywhere, the effectiveness and efficiency of the store's management comes into picture. It's a very important central activity. That is the warehouse. Then storing the items in such a way that they do not react chemically. For example, two chemicals, if they are kept side by side, they react chemically, they will mix chemically, and there will be even a fire, there will be fumes, there will be toxic gases everywhere. So we have to keep in such a way that they do not react chemically with each other and do not create fire hazard. What happened in Mahindra and Mahindra? There was a stores in that cave, in that batteries were kept, and in one night there was a fire. That fire increased, and there was a loss worth 70 crores. Plus their 4 days production also got affected. Why it happened? Because in stores there was not proper prevention activity about the fire. Fire prevention was not there. So there was a fire. So we have to protect all the items and materials from deterioration if necessary, from fire hazard, from damage, from rust. We have to protect. And in ISO 9001 also, there is a very important clause where in stores, are you able to protect, are you able to preserve your components properly or not? If you are not having that system of preserving your attempts, you will get a big non-conformity in ISO 9001. It's a very, very important, that is the preservation of the parts which are kept in the stores. Then ensuring that sufficient illumination. What is illumination? Lighting. How the lighting should be there? It should be sufficient, that means in lux, that intensity of light should be 300 lux, 400 lux. That is what they have given in the factory's rules. According to that rule, we have to keep the illumination in lux. And there should not be any glare. There should not be any shadow. There should not be any glare. There should not be any shadow. And proper illumination of so many lux, or 400 lux or 500 lux should be there. Then ventilation. What is ventilation? Fresh air comes, then which is the hot air, and air with all carbon dioxide will continuously go out. Fresh air will with oxygen will continuously come in, and whatever your store size is there, whatever the volume in cubic feet is there, 6 times that volume, that much air should flow in your stores every hour. That is the rule. 6 times the volume of your stores, so much air should flow at 30 meters per minute in your stores. And that is ventilation. If it is not coming by the natural ventilation means, you have to put fans, you have to put exhaust fans, you have to put air conditioning, everything. For example, some of the chemicals such as, you know, petrol, diesel, etc., their flash point is less than 23, and in that case you have to put these materials in air conditioning also. So ensure that sufficient illumination and ventilation is provided in every part of the stores. Then we have to protect all attempts and materials is necessary from pilferage. What is pilferage? Theft. Pilferage is attempts are going everywhere. Some people unauthorizedly draw these parts, take the parts, and that is called as pilferage. Theft, damage, we have to protect the attempts from these things. Then ensure that attempts issued from stores are tagged properly. Because it should not happen that once I issue the parts, till they reach the customer or till they reach the production shop, in between transportation, there is a transport damage, transit damage. It should not happen. Definitely it should not happen, because we are responsible for the quality till it reaches the customer. Only keeping the quality in the store is not important. We are responsible for the quality till it reaches the customer. And so we have to pack it properly. That packing is a important operation, packing, so that they will not be damaged or caused to deteriorate whilst in transit to their destination. We are responsible for that also. Ensuring that required quantity and quality of attempts and materials needed for production and sale distribution is available at right time when required. Quality. And it should not happen that parts are kept in the stores and they are of bad quality. What is the use? Customer will not come again, production people will start complaining. What is the use? So quality, before you store the parts in your racks, we have to see that the quality is properly inspected. If the quality is not good, don't store it. So quality, quantity, because it should not happen that we receive on paper 50 parts, but actually 40. Then what is the use? Your records will never tally. So ensure that required quantity and quality of attempts and materials needed for production and sales distribution is available at the right time, whenever required by the customer, whenever required by production. Ensuring that the stock is issued first in, first out. FIFO, first in, first out. That means if it comes, it should go first out. For example, if some material has come on 15th and some material has come from on 17th, the issue of the material which was received on 15th should be done first. Because otherwise what will happen? Old materials will lie in the stores, they will become rusty, their expiry date will be over, as it happens in many medical stores, as you know. And then only fresh stock will be issued and old stock will lie there, it will become rusty, it will become damaged, and so on. So first in, first out is the correct way of issuing the stock. This will make it sure that older stock does not lie for long and get deteriorated, expiry date over, and so on. Then maintaining record of movements of item into and out of the stores. Controlling and monitoring these movements. Maintaining full records of the items in the stores. It should not happen that somebody comes and picks up the parts without giving the indent. Unauthorizedly. What will happen? There will be a total mess. There should be a restriction of people coming to the stores. The people who are having authority only must come there. For example, any production man cannot walk into the store and take out the parts. It has to be with proper indent and the material has to be picked up only by the stores people. It should not be picked up by production people. Otherwise, there will be a big mess. Ensure that stock levels of the various items are set. For example, reorder level. We have to calculate the reorder level. I will tell you how afterwards. So, at the same time when the reorder level comes, you have to again order the parts. Stock levels must be maintained. Minimum level, how to calculate minimum level, how to calculate maximum level, how to calculate reorder level, when to order, how to order, what should be the order quantity, what is the economic order quantity, all that we are going to discuss. Then, ensuring that productive utilization of space is maximum. As I have shown you in that picture, the space is not only square foot place, it is the cubic place. What is cubic place? In addition to every cubic centimeter of area, I always utilize the height also in centimeters. Not only square centimeter, every cubic centimeter I ensure. So that, because I will tell you, space is the maximum capital investment. The money locked up in the space is huge. If you don't utilize that space, because I have seen in many stores, I have seen so many compartments, so many bins are empty. So what is the use? Actually, you are wasting the space. It should not happen. Like I showed you that picture, no? Space is utilized. Every cubic centimeter is utilized. Not a single rack is empty. You must utilize the space. Then Kanban system. What is Kanban? Either card or electronic system is adopted to pull the deliveries. Not push. Earlier, we were pushing the production into the market. But now, we pull. Only after the customer order comes, then the Kanban card is going to the production. Then they will start manufacturing. The last process man, he will pass on the Kanban card to the previous one. Then he will start processing it. Then that man will pass on the Kanban card to the earlier. Then he will start processing it and ultimately the Kanban card will be passing on to the raw material stores who will be issuing the material. In that whole system, the critical machines, bottleneck machines will be utilized to the full. That is what we have learned in the theory of constraints also, and that we are going to discuss afterwards. So Kanban system, either card or electronic system, is adopted to pull the deliveries of repetitive items through the network of suppliers, factories, distribution stores, and this I call it as supply chain management. Materials are categorized into three broad divisions. These materials which are coming from outside, they are coming from various suppliers. They are coming from local suppliers. They are coming from Mumbai. They are coming from Kolkata. They are coming from Delhi. Or they are coming from Kolhapur, somewhere. Wherever suppliers are located, the material comes. They are categorized into three broad divisions. First is purchased material. Definitely, raw material, components, spare parts, oil, parts for maintenance, consumables, tools, cylinders, compressed gas cylinders, it comes. Then, once the material is issued to the production, or the once the material is issued to the processing department, achanak it will get converted into what we call it as work in process. Suddenly it will get converted. For example, there are some spare parts. I issue it to the production shop. Suddenly it becomes WIP. Then finished goods, which are ready for sale. For example, in Bosch, fuel injection pumps, ready for sale, packed in boxes. That is finished goods. Purchase materials is called raw material inventory. Spare parts inventory, components inventory. Then it is called as WIP inventory. Then it is called finished goods inventory. And this inventory is representing the locked up money of the organization. It is a current asset. Like there are fixed assets, like machines, equipments and so on. Inventory is the current asset, where company's money is locked up. So we have to optimize this inventory also. Otherwise, company's money, and that we are going to discuss in the next chapters, the carrying cost will be so high that you will lose your profitability. Carrying cost we have to control. Ordering cost we have to control. So many things we will be discussing. Because storing is not only keeping the material in stores. That is too simple a definition. It is optimizing the inventory. Yes, we have to give the best customer service. Yes, we have to preserve the materials. But also at the same time, we have to see how we lock up company's money as less as possible. We save the company's locked up money by keeping the inventory as low as possible. That also is a very important subject which we are going to discuss. An organization can have various or specific type of stores. Raw material stores, all that we are going to discuss in detail afterwards. Semi-finished material stores, tools and consumable stores, yard stores. What is the right yard stores? Outside the material is kept, like steel bars, all this material is kept in the outside yard, in open. Then finished goods stores, silos, dehumidified store systems, all that pictures I will show you in the later chapters. Everything I will tell you very clearly. Just now I am making this introduction to you.